What is going on, everybody, and welcome back to your source for fantasy hockey news. It's the Locked On Fantasy Hockey Podcast. We're here for a very special Wednesday edition. Bo Horvat finally on the move. This has major implications for fantasy teams across the NHL, not just your own. And we're getting to the top three underrated D-men, big-time bets, and a jam-packed episode. Thank you for being here. Let's get this money.
Your Locked On Fantasy Hockey, your daily podcast on fantasy hockey. Part of the Locked On Podcast Network, your team every day.
Welcome back inside the lab, everybody, and thank you for tuning in to the Wednesday edition of the Locked On Fantasy Hockey Podcast. Thank you for making us your first listen. Every single day, we see and appreciate you, and make sure you are out there smashing that subscribe button and dropping any feedback across all the channels that you find and listen to our podcast. We wouldn't be anywhere without y'all. This episode is brought to you by FanDuel Sportsbook, official sportsbook of Locked On. Make every moment more. Visit FanDuel.com/LockedOn to get started. Steele. This is a big-time episode. I say that all the time, but honestly, the Bo Horvat news, we're going to get to it. It's obvious. We have to talk about it, but there's a lot of implications that are going to happen, not just for Horvat and the Islanders, but also for what's going on with Anthony Beauvillier. I know you have a lot of takes to get to, so we're going to get to that off the top of the show.
Yeah.
I am also fired up to continue our breakdown of the top underrated players. We're hitting the defensive category, which I think maybe is the most obvious for underrated, under-the-radar type guys that we need to highlight. A couple of big-time bets as well. Big episode, my friend. Hyped to be back in the booth with
you.
Yes,
sir.
But why don't you kick us off? Take us where you want to go with this Bo Horvat news, because I think maybe you and I might be having slight differing of opinions.
Yeah.
But what do you think about this Bo Horvat trade?
There is a lot to digest here with this trade. And I've heard and seen mixed reactions all over Twitter, all over the news as well, about the potential that the Islanders have, what the Canucks got in return for Horvat. Personally, just so everyone knows, Islanders acquire Bo Horvat, Canucks acquire Anthony Beauvillier, who was a 28th overall pick in 2015, Atu Ratu, a 52nd overall pick in 2020 or 2021, and a 2023 conditional first round pick, top 12 protected. So if the Islanders do miss the playoffs and somehow get up in those, in that draft board, it's a really good thing that it's top 12 protected. But for what Patrick Alvin said, the Canucks GM, where he stated that they pretty much got three first-round picks in return for Bo Horvat, I completely disagree with that. I don't think they got three first-round picks. Anthony Beauvillier is a 25-year-old who has cracked the 20 goals threshold once in his career.
Yep.
He's one of those guys that needed a change of scenery. He is not great for the Islanders this season or since entering the league, for that matter, not the 25th or 28th overall pick. And he hasn't lived up to that expectations. I do understand that Atu Ratu was the big deal in this trade. He slipped down.
Yeah.
He slipped, this is what I've heard, is that he slipped down the draft board and it was potentially the steal of the draft to get him at 52nd overall.
Ooh,
again.
Okay.
He's only played 12 games in the NHL. He has 2 goals, 2 points. It's not that big of a deal. Mm-hmm. He's 20 years old. Who knows where he can get,
knows?
I think I saw your tweet again that he could maybe get some top 6 forward minutes with the Vancouver Canucks right away.
I think so.
I see it as, again, Patrick Alvin said that he got three first rounders in return for Bo Horvat. I completely disagree with that. It's a first rounder and 2 second rounders because Anthony Beauvillier
has not lived up
to that potential.
No.
Again, he's a young player.
No.
Both Atu Ratu and him are young players and they can get developed with the Canucks. But I think Patrick Alvin is off his rockers right now.
I think this is also just a very cheap way of trying to spin some positivity.
Yes, for sure.
For the front office in the Vancouver Canucks organization that obviously needs any kind of spin that they can get. But to me, the Ratu signing, okay. Yeah, a peripheral second rounder. Don't even come in here with this steal for what you're saying, the three first rounders. That doesn't make any sense to me.
Yeah.
Although the Anthony Beauvillier upside is intriguing to me.
Okay.
That is intriguing, but overall, I'm with you 100%. I think also Ratu is drafted in the second round for a reason. So please don't tell me three first rounders. Like
he was drafted. He's off his rockers if he thinks he got three first rounders for Horvat.
I'm on point with you. And here's how I look at this situation. The Vancouver Canucks needed to move on from Bo Horvat. So it's a win for them. It's a win for them from that situation alone. They needed to part ways. But either, like, aside from that, it's a win for the New York Islanders, yeah. Clearly. Bo Horvat moves on to an organization that, in my opinion, Steele, he's the prototypical New York Islander player.
Yeah.
He literally already, like, he hasn't even laced up for the Islanders. And in my opinion, and please hit me with your take on it, he just fits the bill for a Lou Lamoriello-esque player.
Yeah.
Lou Lamoriello, we don't know what he is going to do, but Lou Lamoriello, say what you will about his ability over the last couple of years to put a winner on the ice for the New York Islanders, which clearly hasn't worked out to what both Steele and I have thought. They're right there on the edge. And to me, Lou Lamoriello, who is about to throw a ton of money at Bo Horvat, and they are the winners of this deal because, and again, we'll break down what we think overall of Bo Horvat's fantasy value. This is going to be huge for the New York Islanders.
Exactly. And you, like I said at the beginning, I've seen mixed reactions from fans out there about this trade. People that have loved the, you know, acquiring Bo Horvat to the New York Islanders. People who are calling out Lou Lamoriello for a bad trade, which he has had.
No.
I don't think it's a bad trade, but he has had bad trades in the past. There's no denying that.
Yes,
the Devin
has,
Taves one, the giving up how many picks he gave up for JG Pageot as well. Probably not the best in his arsenal, but I think this is a great trade. And I said this yesterday on the YouTube short that what you just said, this is the player the New York Islanders needed. I know a lot of people, I've seen tweets where people don't think he's going to be his fantasy value is going to drop dramatic because he played a lot of power play and penalty kill time.
It might,
but I don't think it will. And I think this trade addresses three issues for the New York Islanders that I want to highlight. And I think it's really great what they address.
Please do.
Islanders need help on the power play and they need a goal scorer. They have the second worst power play in the league right now, just above, I believe, the Arizona Coyotes or Anaheim Ducks. I forget who's in last place right now.
They're right there.
It's one of those teams. The Islanders are second last in the league on the power play, and they need a goal scorer. Horvat fits the bill right there, right then. Great trade right there. Second, Barzal needed a young centerman to play with him on the top line. There's a lot of older guys on this roster, which I'm not trying to, you know, talk bad about them because they're still great players. But Barzal needed a top centerman who is in his prime to play with him on the first line. And in doing so, that shares the love down the lineup on the second, third, and fourth line now. And number three, again, people said that Horvat's fantasy value is going to go down and that he's not going to get penalty kill time. I think they should put him on the penalty kill. He was awesome on the penalty kill for the Vancouver Canucks. Put him on the first power play unit. Do exactly what he does. Put him right in front of the net because he's got great hand-eye coordination. He can score goals from in the slot as well. And put him on the second penalty kill unit with JG Pageot. The Islanders have a top five penalty kill in the league right now, but they only have three shorthanded goals. That's one of the worst in the leagues right now. Three shorthanded goals, which is bottom 10 in the league right now. And Bo Horvat can help them on the penalty kill. We've seen other teams like the Carolina Hurricanes, the Toronto Maple Leafs, that really try to target and take advantage of being on the penalty kill. Horvat has three goals himself, four shorthanded points himself, actually. And that's above the Islanders having three shorthanded goals. So I think that this fits the bill for those three things. And it was a great trade for Lou Lamoriello.
It's definitely a great trade, and he is going to positively impact all of those areas. I guess also the caveat for me when it comes to his fantasy value is how high it already was coming into this situation where he is going to have to carry a brunt of a load on a team. It's like, it's not like he's coming from obviously the not so good situation with the Vancouver Canucks and into a really good situation. He is into a situation where this team in the New York Islanders is very much struggling to produce and score goals and just even get there on that side. So that's where I'm concerned a little bit.
But that's why they brought him in right now, because he's the goal scorer. You don't have to worry about the goaltenders because Ilya Sorokin's top in the league. You know, every single time the Islanders play, it's under 5.5 goals, it seems like. Their defense is great.
Yes, that's true.
I think this lifts the pressure off a little bit, off Brock Nelson, off Matt Barzell. I think Barzell's fantasy value goes up as well, because now that he's playing with someone who can score goals alongside him.
You might be right, but also when you look at the opportunities that this player was getting playing, you know, even in the power play units with Elias Pettersson, Brock Besser, and other really Quinn Hughes, there is no like that on the New York Islanders. Especially helping out on the blue line. He is not going to get any of that benefit.
I like Noah Dobson. Dobson's pretty good.
Dobson's great. And actually, he's going to maybe be a part of the list that we're going to talk about. Either way, this is big time Bo Horvat implications. And make sure there's going to be ripple effects that we're going to continue to talk about. But I got to talk about our friends at FanDuel. Today's episode is brought to you by FanDuel. And this year, the only app you need at your Super Bowl party is FanDuel, America's number one sports book. And we are so beyond excited for our new sports betting partner for Locked On, because they're the number one sports book in America, FanDuel. And if you're new to FanDuel, that's even better. They have so many great features that make betting even easier and more fun. Download the FanDuel app now so you can bet on Super Bowl everything, from the spreads to the odds to the totals. $57 with the Super Bowl bet. Sweat, everything you need, it's included. Make sure you head over to FanDuel. FanDuel lets you bet on everything from the money line to the point spreads, like I said, to the first touchdown. Steele and I love sprinkling in on that props betting board. FanDuel app is not only safe, it's secure and super easy to use. And best of all, you get paid on your winnings instantly. That's what is the best part of using FanDuel. If you make a little bit of money, you make some money, it's in your pocket within minutes. Make sure you join FanDuel today at FanDuel.com/LockedOn to claim your no sweat first bet on the Super Bowl 57. That's right, FanDuel.com/LockedOn. It's Super Bowl 57. It's a big time event. Make sure you're heading over and making your bets with FanDuel. Make every moment more with FanDuel, official sportsbook partner of the NFL.
Thank you so much for making the Locked On Fantasy Hockey Podcast your first listen every single day. Don't forget, we are free and available on your favorite podcast platforms, including YouTube. So make sure you go hit the subscribe, hit the follow button. Flip, talking about the Super Bowl, I'm not really a huge fan of the halftime show, but I am very excited for Rihanna, who hasn't been seen, it seems like.
I was about to say, Steel, you're not a big fan of the halftime show in general, is what you meant.
Yeah, I'm not a big fan of the halftime show. Rihanna has me. I am excited for Rihanna.
Oh, buddy, I'm about to install a new sound system in this place to make sure that I can hear this. Riri is about to pop off. Big fans of Riri, definitely.
It is going to be a phenomenal show. Very excited for that, as well as the Kansas City Chiefs and the Philadelphia Eagles playing in Super Bowl.
Very quickly, Super Bowl 57. Though, who's your pick? Like, I need to hear
this. I got Eagles. Jalen Hurts.
I'm Chiefs all
day. Jalen Hurts is Mahomes is hurt, man. The Eagles are firing on all cylinders. Hurts is that dude.
We'll break this down. We got time. There's 2 weeks. I just needed to hear it overall for the top. Like,
we'll talk about it later this week, but let's get to the underrated top three defensemen in the NHL right now. I'll kick us off right now. Yes. Gustav Forsling of the Florida Panthers.
Has to be on here.
Has to be. And I'm looking at where he was drafted personally in the three leagues that I'm in right now. Drafted in the 12th round, drafted in the 15th round, and not even drafted in the third fantasy league. He's mm-hmm. now up to 54% owned on ESPN, 78% on Yahoo. I think he should be more on ESPN. I think people are missing out right now. And also, shout out to Forsling. We have the same birthday. He's turning 27 on June 12th. Whoa. Shout out to him. Absolutely.
Gemini season, baby.
Gemini season, baby. But yeah, had to give him that shout out. But look, he's pretty much in his prime right now. He's been in the league for 4 or 5 years between Chicago and now Florida.
He's been
good. He has 7 goals, 30 points. He's mm-hmm. shooting the puck a ton more. He hits, he blocks. And I think playing with Aaron Ekblad, even though Ekblad has had a down season this year, has really developed Gustav Forsling's game offensively.
Agreed.
And he's not afraid to jump in the plays and show the offensive side as well. I think he has been underrated this season, and people are kind of missing out right now.
Big time agree. Forsling, I think, has benefited. Maybe also, it's very hard to quantify what it means for a player like Aaron Ekblad to be constantly hurt. But maybe it's provided an opportunity for some of these players to come in like Forsling and prove that they are there to be those just as important as Aaron Ekblad. And Forsling, for me, Steele, he didn't make my list, honestly, because I knew you were going to talk about him. And he should be here. We've shortened this list down. It's a subjective thing. We're talking about these. There could be a lot of other guys.
Yeah.
Forsling, for sure. And to me, Steele, and I'm going to try and keep this brief for all three players, these are guys that I've mentioned before. And thank you for interluding Noah Dobson.
Yeah.
Noah Dobson, right off the top. This man needs a lot more credit. The New York Islanders are one of those teams that, Steele, they might hang their hat on the defensive side of things, and they're very aggressive to play against. That means it's hard to peg those really good fantasy assets from this team.
Yeah.
Translating wins on the ice doesn't always translate to positive success for your fantasy teams, and that's where these grit grinder teams like the Islanders come into play. But Noah Dobson, to me, absolute stud, having a great year, and is right there under the underrated names that I think, I know, I see you shaking your head, that you're going to like.
I thought about putting him on this list as well, but I had a feeling he would be on yours. So now, you know, we're starting to get that connection going.
Oh, buddy, and you know what, though? I had to go to a bunch of names that I've talked to about today. So that's maybe why you're probably indicating the right way. So here we go.
Absolutely. Yeah, Dobson has been so good this year for the Islanders. He has stepped up really well on the blue line. My second mm-hmm. guy that I believe is very underrated right now is Adam Larson of the Seattle Kraken. He has been great.
Nice.
Fourth overall pick back in 2011. And I think he has been a fantastic fantasy hockey defenseman as well, just defenseman in the NHL overall. Again, looking at the fantasy leagues I'm in, he went non-drafted, and drafted in the 16th round. That is so late for a guy like Adam Larson. And I understand the point of view when, obviously, the numbers don't jump off the page offensively, because that's just not his game. But you're not going to need a defenseman or a player who's going to go out and get you 40-plus points every single year. You need help in the other categories and statistics.
Most
as well.
Definitely.
And that's exactly what he does. But even then, you wouldn't know that this man right now is having a career year, and he's 30 years old. 30 years old, 23 points in 49 games was his career high. Or sorry, 23 points in 49 games this year. His career high was last year, 25 points in 82 games. He's already on pace to get up to 30. He's having a career high there. He's plus 30 as well, which is a career high. 87 shots, 100 blocks, 137 hits. And again, he's 30 years old. He is going to pass his career high for shots and blocks, I believe. Hits might be a little bit close. But nonetheless, this guy is playing out of his mind at 30 years old right now, pretty much on a new franchise as well. The team's playing great. He's playing great. Adam Larson is a guy that I actually acquired in a trade a few weeks back or a month ago, and he has been great.
I think, honestly, when it comes to the defensive side of things, you know, we're doing these countdowns for every single position. The under the radar for the blue liners, like, we could literally have a whole podcast on just this topic, because no one talks about how effective blue liners are. And you're making a really good point about a guy in Adam Larson who's just been getting it done, especially in some of those peripheral categories that, hey, if you might want to pay attention, that's how you win the leagues, people. That's how you make this money. You fill out every single category, whether it's a cat league or point league or regardless, you're making sure that you're optimizing your lineup. And that's how we're taking a look at this angle. And very quickly, Steele, these are two players. And I'm just going to ream off both if you're okay with that.
Yeah, yeah, go for it. Go for it.
Because they're two guys that I've talked about before. And in number one, in Vince Dunn. Vince Dunn, to me, is the prototypical under-the-radar guy. This guy has been having a stellar season. He's not an all-star this year, but in my opinion, he could have been because of how important he is to this Seattle Kraken team. And good for you for highlighting how good this Kraken team has been from the jump. 49 games this year, Steele. 9 goals, 27 assists. My man's even chipping in with 27 PIMs. He's got those block shots. He's got the hits. Vince Dunn, to me, is a guy who's on the cusp of being very, very good and right in there in the elite D-men in the league, Steele. Vince Dunn definitely deserves a lot more credit. And since I said I'm reading off both, I know you're ready to go. Philip Roenick with the Detroit Red Wings.
Yes. Yes. I have him on my list too, baby.
Well, because these are just guys, like, think about it. Yeah. If we're sitting down and you and I do this a lot, who are you talking about when you talk about fantasy blue liners? Are you ever hearing these guys? No, you're not. And maybe you should, because both are sitting well within the top 20 in blue liner production. And Philip Roenick, literally, Steele, fills out everything. Shots, PIMs, his ice time is up. 7 goals, 26 assists. Yep. I love this player. And to me, you and I's lists have been up and down with the underrated. I think we're both finally spot on with our list today. Roenick, Dunn, Dobson, all on the underrated list for me.
Yeah, Roenick is my number one underrated defenseman right now. 25 years old. He's still a young guy.
Yes.
Career high 38 points in 78 games last year. He has 33 points in 48 games. So no question he reaches 45, potentially 50 by the end of the season. And he's great. He's great on the power play. He sets up his teammates first. Very underrated shot. He can score goals. I don't think people know that part about his game.
His first time
in his career, he's actually a positive in the plus minus category as well. And if we know Steve Yzerman works his magic a little bit and continues to develop this team and acquire some more players that can help benefit his game as well and the other young talent on the team, I think would be very beneficial. But I definitely love both of our lists. I think we hit it on the nail here. So that's great. I'm excited to see what you have to say about big time bets. But we got to talk about our other sponsor here, one of our products that we love. Built Bar. This episode is also brought to you by Built Bar. And if you're looking for a delicious, healthy treat, then you need to go out right now and get a Built Bar. And if you're like me, where you want to eat healthier but don't want to compromise the taste, then man, oh man, do I have the thing for you. You got to go right now to Built. With Built, healthy is actually tasty. Seriously, they're so delicious, you won't think they're good for you, but they're actually the perfect snack before or after the gym, when I like to take them. And what makes Built Bar so good, I say this every time, it's covered in 100% real chocolate, right up my alley. It tastes phenomenal. And they come in unbelievable flavors as well, like churro, peanut butter brownie, and coconut almond. And now you don't need to wait around to order on BuiltBar.com. You still can. But now you can go to your local retail store, Walmart, or local Sam's Club, and pick up some Built Bars. Again, just head to your nearest Walmart, walk to the pharmacy section, and grab yourself a box of Built Bars. You can pick up a 4-bar box of cookies and cream, double chocolate, or coconut puffs. Go grab some Built Bars, and you'll definitely thank me later. And thank you guys for making the Locked On Fantasy Hockey Podcast your first listen every single day. Remember, go hit the subscribe, hit the follow button. Flip and I appreciate it so much.
Mm-hmm.
Look, I believe it's the last day of games this week. They're getting ready for the NHL All-Star competition. So there's two games on the schedule. Carolina Hurricanes taking on the Buffalo Sabres and our Toronto Maple Leafs taking on the Boston Bruins, I believe. I'm definitely staying away from the Bruins-Leafs game. Without Austin Matthews in the lineup, I think it might be a little bit of a struggle. But I really love this Hurricanes game. I do. I've got a flip triple dip here. I'm going to read them off
hit
all
me.
Right
hit
now.
Steele, Hit me, please. I love when you feel the big flip, triple dip, because also these situations can be very advantageous, especially yes. when go out there and drop a little same game parlay. Our friends at FanDuel, they bring you that good same game parlay value. Steel, yes, are you sir. Looking at a same game parlay, or are you maybe going to go just a bet them singularly? I don't know what you got here. Hit me. Hit me.
You know what? I might be doing a same game parlay. Okay. I do really feel these bets right now. First pick of the night. Hurricanes on the money line against the Buffalo Sabres. I just think they get it done on the road. Has to be done. Second pick. Martin Nakash, anytime goal. Ooh. He has 3 goals in his last 3 games. He actually has points in 3 straight games as well. But I'm going to take the anytime goal. He has been clutch for the Carolina Hurricanes.
Oh, and he has.
The lock of the night. I'm taking a Svechnikov player prop. I just don't know which one yet, so I wanted your input.
Whoa.
I'm looking at an anytime assist from Svechnikov or an over 3.5 shots because he has been putting shots on net like no tomorrow. I think I'm leaning towards the shots, but those are my 3 picks and the lock of the night from the Hurricane Sabres game.
Hey, I always like taking a look in depth when there's only a couple of games on the board, Steele, and it gives you a little bit more opportunity, almost like having the blinders on and having an opportunity to really break it down. Hurricanes on the money line is got to be my favorite bet of the night. It's not my lock of the night, though.
Yeah, not and mine either. Might not,
but here it is, my lock of the night. Aho, anytime goal. And I said this on an episode in terms of second half breakout candidates. Sebastian Aho, to me, Steele, is one of, and it's not the underrated crossover episode. This man needs a lot more credit on his name. And in the last 10 games, 9 goals and 5 assists, he's on fire. 21 goals, 23 assists this season, 44 points in only 42 games. Aho. That's my lock of the night. I like this spot against the Buffalo Sabres. I got the Hurricanes. Aho, lock of the night. And my third pick, though, Steele. John Tavares is having a very, very sneaky good season. Yeah. And the captain deserves a lot of credit for really showing up at times when the rest of the team needs him. They've had injuries to the blue line. He stepped up. They've had injuries now to the goaltending. They've had injuries now up front, and he stepped up his career. Also, little sprinkle tip here, 18 assists in 38 regular season games against the Boston Bruins. He's gotten assists in almost every other game against the Bruins and 5 assists over his last 4 games. That's my third pick, Steele. But I really do like this mini 2-game board. These are juicy, juicy matchups. You have to pick your spots, though.
And yes, good sir. Luck to you. Yeah, you know what? I actually might add that Sebastian Aho anytime goal into my parlay and put Nakash at an anytime juicy. Point because he's you know, very juicy. I'm going to definitely do that same game parlay. Yeah. I hope you guys out there too. Let us know what your bets are. Leave some comments down in the YouTube channel. Leave a review on your favorite podcast platform. We really appreciate it. And thank you so much for making the Locked On Fantasy Hockey Podcast your first listen every single day. We're available Monday through Friday, 7 o'clock in the morning Eastern time. Hit the subscribe, hit the follow button. And thanks so much for tuning in for today's episode with Flip and I. Have a great day. Good luck with all your bets out there. And we shall see you back here again tomorrow.
Peace.